Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Soul Solution by Vanessa Loader is a self-help and personal development book aimed primarily at high-achieving women who feel overextended, disconnected, and unsatisfied despite outward success. Drawing on Loader's background in women's leadership, mindfulness, and coaching, the book argues that chronic overwhelm often comes from living according to external expectations rather than inner alignment. Rather than offering a rigid productivity system, it presents a reflective framework for tuning out social noise, noticing intuitive signals, and reconnecting with personal strength. The book is positioned at the intersection of leadership guidance, mindfulness practice, and cultural critique, especially around the pressure many women feel to constantly perform, optimize, and overfunction. Its purpose is to help readers move from exhaustion and self-criticism toward greater clarity, ease, and a more satisfying way of living. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book reframes overwhelm as a signal of disconnection, not personal failure. A central idea in The Soul Solution is that overwhelm is not treated as evidence that a woman is insufficiently capable or disciplined. Instead, it is presented as a sign that her attention has been pulled too far outward by obligations, expectations, and constant self-management. This matters because many self-help books focus on better scheduling or stronger habits, while Loader emphasizes a more fundamental misalignment between external demands and internal truth. By doing so, the book changes the problem definition. The issue is not simply too much work, but too little contact with one's own needs, values, and intuition. That shift gives the reader a different starting point. Rather than asking how to do more, she is encouraged to ask what is draining her, what is performative, and what no longer fits. The result is a more diagnostic and less punitive way of understanding stress, especially for women who are used to succeeding by pushing through discomfort. Secondly, The Whispers of Your Soul offers a method for hearing intuition beneath mental noise. The book's first major framework, The Whispers of Your Soul, is designed to help readers filter out the competing voices that crowd their judgment. These voices include other people's expectations, internal pressure, and the habit of overthinking every decision. The practical value of this framework is that it treats intuition as something that can be obscured but also recovered through deliberate attention. Rather than framing intuition as mystical certainty, the book presents it as an inner signal that becomes clearer when distraction, urgency, and self-doubt are reduced. This is important because overwhelmed readers often cannot tell the difference between fear, obligation, and genuine preference. The book, therefore, gives them a way to slow down and identify what feels aligned before making the next move. In a category where many books encourage more action, this one first insists on better listening. That makes it especially relevant for readers whose decision-making has been shaped by approval-seeking or chronic busyness. Thirdly, Energetic Breadcrumbs and the SAT method translate intuition into a workable decision process. Loader does not leave intuition as a purely abstract ideal. Through ideas such as Energetic Breadcrumbs and the SAT method, she offers a way to notice patterns, follow subtle cues, and act with less resistance. Energetic breadcrumbs refers to the sense that when a person is moving in the right direction, supportive signs and opportunities tend to appear with greater coherence. Whether read literally or metaphorically, the concept encourages readers to pay attention to what is repeatedly drawing their interest or opening up with unusual ease. The SAT method, described as surrender, allow, and trust, further shifts the reader away from forcing outcomes. Instead of trying to control every variable, she is asked to soften resistance, stay receptive, and trust a process that is not entirely reducible to planning. The strength of this approach is that it gives structure to a spiritual or intuitive practice without turning it into a rigid formula. It appeals to readers who want guidance that is usable in daily life, not just inspirational language. Fourthly, Discover Your Superpower challenges women to reclaim strengths they have minimized or ignored. Another important thread in the book is the idea that many women have been trained to overlook their own strongest gifts. The Discover Your Superpower section focuses on identifying the qualities that may have been dismissed because they did not fit conventional standards of achievement or ambition. This is a significant move because it reframes value. What matters is not only externally rewarded competence, but the distinctive capacities a woman may have suppressed in order to adapt. Loader's argument is that burnout often coexists with underused strengths, especially when a person spends too much energy conforming. By inviting readers to reclaim ignored abilities, the book connects self-knowledge with practical self-advocacy. The point is not merely to feel better about oneself, but to make more accurate use of one's actual talents. That emphasis makes the book useful for readers in leadership or service roles who may be efficient and capable while still feeling strangely depleted. because they have not been operating from their most natural strengths. Lastly, the book critiques the shame cycle of patriarchal culture while encouraging inner reparenting. The Soul Solution also stands out for linking individual overwhelm to broader cultural patterns. In the From Tunnel Vision to Visionary section, Loder argues that patriarchal expectations can create a shame cycle in which women constantly measure themselves against impossible standards. This cultural critique prevents the book from collapsing into private self-blame. It suggests that inner criticism is not simply a personal flaw, but a learned response reinforced by social norms. That insight matters because it changes the emotional burden of self-improvement. Readers are not asked to fix themselves in isolation, but to recognize how their inner critic has been shaped. The Quieting the Inner Critic section builds on this by offering a more supportive internal stance, closer to reparenting than self-optimization. The book's approach is notable because it combines empowerment with compassion, rather than harsh discipline. In a crowded self-help field, that blend differentiates it from books that rely on performance language or relentless accountability. It is aimed at readers who need both perspective and relief from self-judgment. In conclusion, The Soul Solution is best suited to readers who are successful on paper but feel internally depleted, especially women in leadership, knowledge work, caregiving, or other high responsibility roles. It will also appeal to readers who are open to mindfulness language, intuitive reflection, and a less aggressive model of personal growth. Its main benefit is not a faster productivity system, but a more accurate way of understanding why achievement can coexist with dissatisfaction. The book helps readers examine the cost of constant overfunctioning, identify what they have been ignoring in themselves, and make decisions with more alignment and less self-judgment. Compared with many books in the self-help and women's leadership space, it stands out because it combines practical exercises with a cultural critique of shame and performance pressure. It does not simply advise women to work harder or think more positively. Instead, it offers a framework for recovering inner clarity, recognizing personal gifts, and building a life that feels more sustainable. That makes it distinctive for readers who want reflection, not just reinforcement. If you would like to support Vanessa Loder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.